Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Job, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Singer Ajisafe. He will also be giving today's discussion, Discern the Truth from the Illusion. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
I welcome all the listeners back to this broadcast of the Blog Talk Radio. As the presenter has just said, today's topic is very ambiguous. Discern the truth from the illusion. Discern the truth from the illusion. There are a lot of arguments or school of thought about the truth. Even the logician, the expert, as divine truth, as we can. Sometimes, some people say truth is reality, actuality. Truth is a very or indisputable fact. Proposition, principle, or the like, mathematical truth. Like I said, all these are relative. To apprehend the truth, we must be certain of what it is truth. Before I start this discussion in entirety, I want to define what is illusion. By definition, illusion could be an erroneous perception of reality or an erroneous concept or belief, a condition of being deceived by a false perception or belief. The question is, we said truth is reality and actuality, and the illusion is erroneous perception of that reality. Then there's a question. Is there any truth? Are we certain there is truth? And the question, and the answer to this question is certain. There is certainly truth. When I said truth, I use the noun. Truth could be an objective or is absolute an objective. But the problem, where lies the difficulty in finding it? I want you to follow me very attentively, because this broadcast will be in form of broadcast. When you have asked a lawyer or politician about the truth, or in the justice, people talk about facts. But when you try to analyze what is fact, the facts of a district court might be different what the superior court consider to be fact. And when it got to Supreme Court, it could be interpreted differently. And both will be claiming to uphold the truth. Therefore, we cannot agree that a fact does not necessarily mean the truth. I will use some illustration, like a prisoner in a solitary cell without the slightest means of communication with the outside world. The reality is that there was the world of reality, but the inmate in prison is in no position to ascertain the truth about it. Because of what? Because he was in jail. That is one illustration. The purpose of this, our broadcast, as to our listener, is apologetics. We are not trying to condemn people, but I'm trying to bring into our consciousness that there is truth and is objective. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 32, because I want to tell you the major concept, the principle of truth. In the word of Jesus Christ, he said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I will build all this broadcast on that statement. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Remember, we are trying to persuade the listener to be able to apprehend what is the truth and what from the illusion. The number one example I gave is that of a prisoner that has been sentenced into the jailhouse. For an inmate in the cell, what he knows, because he was in jail, will be limited to the environment he was. But that does not mean that when he's talking about the world outside the jailhouse, he's telling the truth. So also, I want to give another example. These people that are in the free world, like we that are not in jails, we might be thinking that, oh, we have the truth. Remember the word, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You cannot just say, well, I'm telling you the truth. You have to know the truth. And how can you know the truth? You must search for truth. And how can you search for truth? You must search for truth with what you have. But the question is, even in the field of philosophy, there are such a thing as truth. But as we think that we are better than the jailer, so also we that are free, we are prisoner of time, space, and our surrounding. And the question is, supposing that ultimate truths lie outside of time and space, what possibility do we have of finding it? I'm a scientist, and I love science. I've seen some philosopher and logician say science answer everything all. But that is a very biggest misleading. It's a deception. Even with scientists know that what you think it is reality now, must be susceptible to falsification and falsifications. Because what is truth now might be proved wrong tomorrow. And the question we keep asking, then is there any truth in anywhere? And as we all know, even by reason or by rules or by anything, there is certainly the truth, because I keep repeating it, it's an objective. Let me use another example. There was a drunkard. He had been in the bar. He doesn't even remember what time he has been in the bar drinking. And when he got drunk, intoxicated, and he woke up, he just saw a bar attendant, and he said, "Do you know what time it is? 4 o'clock in the morning." The bartender replied. And you know what the drunkard said? He said, "I'm probably crazy. I've been drinking since yesterday morning, and I've been asking people again and again what time it is, and everyone has a different answer." Number one problem for the truth of humanity, which we don't want to accept, we are all caught in time. Because time flows, it enters into conflict with our convictions, which tend to be fixed. We always say, "I know what I believe. Don't confuse me with the facts." We say, "I'm joking." But time constantly brings new facts. I believe I will repeat what I said. A drunkard has been drinking, intoxicated, just like illusion. He saw somebody, what time it is? The one said maybe 2 o'clock, another one said 3 o'clock, but he doesn't even remember what time he has been in the bar drinking. And he just said, "Oh, why everybody keep on giving me different time?" You know? Because human beings, we are prisoners of space. I will give you another example. For instance, thousands of years, we accepted as truth the notion that the sun travels around the earth. Now we have discovered that this is an optical illusion. But what if our current belief is only another optical illusion that will be uncovered in future centuries? I want to persuade us illusion. Even in ideology, illusion. Even in technology, illusion. Even in the mind of man. You know, after a man thinks they have arrived, they know the truth. We believe that maybe it is the eyes that is defective. We infected a telescope. And when we infected the telescope, we tried to ascertain the space. But the question still remains, what if what we think is the truth come out again, and we find out that the telescope is illusion? A man with a defective eyesight may imagine that he sees flies on his plate. For him, they have full reality. That is, he knew what he's doing. Though the flies are not real, the illusion is. It is unfortunate that human beings, we are so susceptible to lies. You know, the one that said he saw the reality want people to believe that he's telling the truth. And that is illusion. I keep on. Even and when we read the scripture, that is why I always make a reference to the Holy Bible. He has given us how delusional human beings are. And he has given us what we can do, even to apprehend the truth. Remember, I said in the book of John 8:32 that Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." That is the character of the truth. But I may not have time to discuss that today. But I want us to just realize what it is true, and be able to discern it from the illusion. You know, there is something about the mind of human being. I will just paraphrase it. The Bible said the mind, because human beings believe that the only means of knowing the truth, our only instrument for apprehending the truth, seem to be the mind. But, you know, the Bible says something about the mind. Even I will link it to the brain, just bear with me. I will just paraphrase. This one can be found in the book of Isaiah chapter 44. From verse 13 to 17. He talked about how man is so delusional. A man went into the bush, cut the tree. Some part of the tree, he used it to cook rice, to warm himself. Some part of it, he designed it to look like an image. And he come out and some part, he take it to the market and sell it. And he's telling the buyer that, "I'm selling you God. When you get home, put something on it. And then when you cry unto it, that is the truth, he will deliver you." Man is so delusional. The human brain is a network of some 10 billion nerve cells, each of which has 200,000 contacts with neighboring cells. This is science. I love it. This root mechanism, in addition to controlling all sorts of bodily functions, you know, with it we create some dirty jokes. With it we decided to mislead the whole masses. With it we decided to fight for an ideology or religion or rob a bank. Plan to woo or deceive things, to speak or keep silent. And guess what? And some of what it thinks, that is this brain, we declare it to be true. Again, how reliable is this complex organism? In man, there is no truth. I've been giving you some different analogy. Then, where is truth? How can I ascertain that I have the truth? Remember, you shall know the truth. The truth will set you free. It looks to me like truth is unattainable. But because we think it's not attainable, does that mean there's no truth? truth as it is divine. It was designed to be corresponding between thinking and reality. I will say it again. The most widespread definition of truth is this: correspondence between thinking and reality. But the question remains, what is reality? Does reality reveal itself to me as it is? Does reality reveal itself to me as it is? Then how can we apprehend the truth then? Truth can only be apprehended, the truth that sets us free, that inculcates with love. In the game of war, when the true ideology is being contested, the first casualty is the truth. Because each side always professing what is the truth, even if it is not the truth. For instance, there was a man that was going through a village. This man has cap, red and white, opposite each other. And he passed through in between two people standing facing each other. In reality, they saw different things. But when the man left, they were asked to persuade people or to talk to people what they saw about the man. They will be giving different facts. And this is humanity, and it is illusion. Just like I talked about the beliefs and religion, 1,000 years ago, even beliefs and the concept of scientific facts regarding what sun look like, and as technology keep on improving, the facts begin to change and become illusion, and that we keep on saying that what we think it is true today is no more the truth, and that we fail to understand that even in the politics, even in the medical, even in everything. But the question is, if you apprehend, if we can submit that, okay, this is what I know to be truth, I will have love for it. Because if you have love for it, you will not thinking that what I know is better than everybody. And that is the problem of human beings. We believe the ideology is the best for the whole world. I believe that my reason is the best, even if it is against the truth. Because the truth that does not set us free is not the truth. And it looks like to know the truth, to apprehend it, it's not a thing somebody can tell you. It has to be discovered. And to discover certain things, you have to be look for it. Remember what I said. Man is in prison. We are the prisoner of time and space and our surroundings. Time is moving, and relative to the space, and what truth is supposed to be is fixed. You cannot change the truth. Truth has no relative with time. Truth does not go with what time is going. Truth is objective. I love my camera. And my camera could be a professional camera. But the resolution of my camera might be different from the other person's camera. And when both of us take the same picture of an objective, we will definitely get different production. And our production will be relative to resolution, to the skill, and to the expertise. But the reality, which is the truth, does that the changes from what we have is not the reality. What determines what we have, it is time and a space that we cannot comprehend. But how could we satisfy with, instead of fighting and believe that, okay, so what I have might not be true, but I have something. It's by the love. If I believe that, well, of course, my camera is good. The resolution is good. But because maybe my limitation of my eyesight or my skills or my artistics, then I will embrace what my other partner has as, okay, that is good. And by harmony in love, like a charitable, we can agree together and believe that, okay, we are working together. And in that, doing that, we will continuously live in harmony. But the illusion of this deluded a whole man to the extent that we think we have arrived. And every day, we try to destroy ourselves. The problem with the whole illusion is that it's the truth in the name of peace of provided by word always gives revolutions. But like the word of Bible said, we shall know the truth and it shall set you free. When you know the truth, the peace of God, it will give you resolution. Just like the case of camera. That is the resolution. When the resolution keep on, you keep on getting the illumination. And you keep on developing the illumination with love. One day, we can target and apprehend the truth. Because if you think the truth goes with time, we are prisoner of time. Truth does not change. Truth is fixed. But time keep on changing. The environment keep on changing. The surrounding keep on changing. Therefore, what we have is illusion, both in the judiciary, both in politics, both in religion, because it's not about reasoning. It's not about rules and regulation. It is about revelation and about the relationship. And that is about understanding. To conclude, the world includes our bodies, is constituted of atoms, yet for centuries we did not know this. Who can count the multitude of other aspects of reality hidden from us? Our thinking might correspond to reality as we know it today and still be very far from the truth. To know a truth, we must first have a true definition of truth. I must know what truth is before I declare or accept a teaching as truth. I will also have to know truth before accepting as true any definition of truth. We therefore need an endless series of preliminary knowledge, which is unrealizable. Philosophically, truth is unattainable, but that is no cause for worry, because money is also philosophically impossible. For money, we need tools of iron. In order to have iron tools, we must first be able to mine for iron. And so the argument runs. Meanwhile, miners mine. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Due to pre-scheduled events, we will not be having a broadcast on September 16th, but on September 30th. On which the topic will be the illusion of the familiarity at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in and may God bless you. Thank you.